I'm a graduate student from Penn State, and a lot of my dissertation work is actually focusing on roots. So what I'm going to be talking about today is measuring fine roots in fruit crops, finding order and functional variation. And as horticulturists, we have to ask, why do we study roots? What are some of our main questions? And I think some of the big ones right now include things like water use, especially as we think about California and the drought. We can ask questions like, how are we applying water? Are we applying it in the root zone in a way where roots can take it up rapidly and efficiently? Particularly when we think about nutrient uptake, this is a huge issue when we think about roots. So commonly, we think that roots grow in the spring around bloom time, and there's another flush of growth at the end of the season after harvest, and that's what the textbooks tell you. Unfortunately, I think Peter Hirst has said this before, the trees don't read the textbooks. So in my own research, I've actually seen roots flush in July. So when you think about when we apply nutrients, are we applying them at the right time? And one of the other major questions too is, what roots should we even be looking at? So you can see in this picture, this is a peach root system. And you can see that these large, coarser roots are more for anchorage. We have other different kinds of roots. So the smaller roots tend to be more for soil exploration, and they're seeking further out around the tree. And then we're really interested in those fine roots, right? The really small ones that take up water and nutrients. So even within those roots, how should we be looking at them? And I just want to show a quick schematic here of a root branch. And we can look at this and kind of look at how the root system is developing. So if you have a root that's a fifth order root, and I'm not getting a pointer, so you're going to have to bear with me here. But if we have a root that is fifth, a larger root, here, developmentally, this root showed up first, and then these roots, as you can imagine, branched off of that larger root, and then you get the continuation where you have these branches continually branching off of those larger roots. So if we can characterize how these roots are growing and kind of put them into categories or classes, we can use a method that's a functional approach called a root order approach. And what we're doing in that scenario is actually looking at roots and grouping them based on when they developed. So we can look at first order roots, which tend to be these most distal roots, these first and second, or first order roots here that are on the outside. And where two first order roots meet, they actually branch into a second order root, like you can see here. And where two second order roots meet, they go into a third order root. So we're kind of working backwards from the development of that root system. Now, traditionally, scientists used a 2 millimeter cutoff when we looked at fine roots and said anything that's smaller than 2 millimeters is a fine root. But as research has continued, we've noticed that there's more complexity even in these small roots and their function. So one kind of fine root that we see is an absorptive fine root. And these roots are the ones that are most active in taking up water and nutrients. And they have different characteristics. So they have a very short lifespan. Usually it's 1 month to a year. And these roots are going to be the ones that are responding to your treatments. These roots are also not superized, so they can easily absorb water and nutrients. And this also allows them to have mycorrhizal associations. And those mycorrhizal fungi also assist in picking up nutrients, especially phosphorus. And these roots tend to be most metabolically active, so they have a lot of proteins and a lot of enzymes to help them take up the water and nutrients as well. And like I said before, these roots tend to be the first and second order roots, so this most distal roots in the root branch. And then we also think of transport fine roots. So these roots have different characteristics. They have a longer lifespan. They tend to live for 1 to 3 years, depending on the species. They also have a lot of vascular thickening, so they have a lot more carbon. They become unable to absorb water and nutrients and really lose that function of the smaller fine roots. And these roots tend to be these larger roots that are fifth order and above. So for this experiment, I had a couple of research objectives. The first one was to examine the efficacy of using root traits, such as root order, and looking at the root system in a more functional approach, using that as a predictor of root function in some common root crops. And then my second objective was to look at that data and compare the functional method of using root order to that more traditional method of saying everything under 2 millimeters is a fine root. And some of this has already been demonstrated in forest species and blueberries. So one thing that I was really interested in is this a common trait that we can kind of assume across species? This is a way that we can look at roots. So for this experiment, I compared apple, peach, and grape. And I had 3 sites in Pennsylvania. For each site, I had either 5 trees or 5 vines that I took samples from. From each tree or vine, I had 2 root branches, like you can see here on the shovel. There we go. And for each of those root branches, I had roots up to 5 orders. And so once we got the roots back into the lab, this is an example of a peach root branch. You can see there are a lot of roots there. So the fun part began dissecting these root branches into different orders. So you can see we have the first order, which is the most distal roots that were developed, up into the 5th order roots. And just kind of generally, you can see that the first order roots are very small. There are a lot of them. And as we get into the higher order roots, you get fewer of them on that branch, and the roots become thicker in diameter. Just for the sake of time, I'm kind of skipping over some of my methods. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer them. But just generally, the things that I was interested in getting out of this project were looking at some of the general structural characteristics of the root branch. So of all the roots of different orders, what was their diameter? And then within a root branch, what percentage of that root branch was made up of the percent mass of different orders, as well as the percent length. So we can kind of get an idea of how the roots are being developed and how their structure influences their ability to take up water and nutrients or transport water. And then to get a better idea of their function, I also looked at the nitrogen to carbon ratio, which gives us an idea of how metabolically active these roots are, as well as mycorrhizal colonization. And again, I looked at those characteristics for each root order. So the first thing I want to show you is the diameter of these roots. So you can see on this graph, on the y-axis, we have root diameter. And on the x-axis, we have roots of different orders. For each of these species, apple is represented in red, peach is represented in yellow, and grape is represented in green. And just generally, we can see that the first order roots have a much smaller diameter compared to those higher order, fourth and fifth order roots. And this is the same for all species. And the real takeaway here is that, or the thing I want you to remember is that all of these roots would be considered fine roots with that 2 millimeter diameter. And this graph is showing the percent root mass for the root branches. So you have percent root mass on the y-axis and again root order on the x-axis. And we can see that the fine roots make up a very small percentage of the mass. But as we increase in order, especially those fifth order roots, there's a lot of mass wrapped up in those roots. And really that's kind of showing the framework of the root system. So there's a lot of carbon in those higher order roots and not as much carbon in the lower order roots. And then percent root length. We can see that on the y-axis we have percent root length, and really it's those first and second order roots that have the most length in that root branch. And as we get into the higher order roots, that trend goes down, so there's less root length in those higher order roots. And really what this is showing is that the higher order roots are more of the framework, so they're kind of the skeleton here, where those lower order roots are the ones that are making the most contact with the soil. So they're really better positioned to take up water and nutrients in different areas of the soil. And again, we see the same trend through all 3 species. Looking more at root function, I looked at the nitrogen to carbon ratio. So again, this is an indicator of how metabolically active these roots are. And so we can see that the first order roots have much higher nitrogen to carbon ratio compared to the higher order roots, especially the fifth order roots. So this is suggesting that there are a lot of enzymes and proteins in those lower first and second order roots compared to the fifth order roots. So they're much more active in general, where the higher order roots are not going to be actively taking up water and nutrients. And finally, I looked at mycorrhizal colonization. So the percent length of a root colonized by mycorrhizal fungi shown on the y-axis. And we can see that the first and second order roots, again, are really the ones that have the most colonization. So that's indicative of their function, taking up water and nutrients. And as we look at the fifth order roots, we can see that there's really not much colonization. It's a little surprising to see so much colonization actually in peach for fourth and fifth order roots, whereas in grape there's none. So what this is suggesting really is that the third and fourth and in some cases the fifth order root are more of a transition stage. So there are some roots that still have the ability to take up water and nutrients, where other roots are have sort of transferred over to that transport fine root. They really are only transporting water up into the larger roots. So again, I just wanted to reiterate here that we've seen a lot of diversity, even within first five orders. These roots have different functions. And yet, if we use that traditional 2-millimeter cutoff approach to characterize fine roots, all of these roots would be categorized into the fine root category. So this doesn't seem to be an effective way to categorize fine roots. So in conclusion, roots of different orders have different functions. And we could see that first and second order roots of all species absorb water and nutrients. And the third and fourth, and for peach, the fifth order roots seem to be a transition stage where they're going from nutrient uptake to more of transport. The transport function of those roots. And then in higher order roots, so fifth and anything above that, their primary purpose is going to be transporting water and nutrients into the larger roots and then up into the tree. Root order seems to be an effective predictor of root function. So we can look at basically the development of the root system and try to use that to figure out which roots we should be looking at to answer our research questions. And the 2-millimeter cutoff didn't seem to be an effective way to look at these species. However, just kind of as a point to bring up, it is really tedious to sort all of these roots into orders. So if you can do a study with your species and show that you're really confident first and second orders are 0.5 millimeters, then it would be easy to say, I collected roots in that diameter, and you can streamline the process a little bit. But the main thing that I think is really important is we need to just think about the questions that we're asking in horticulture and figure out which roots we're really interested in and make sure that we're picking the roots that are going to reflect the outcome that we desire. So, had a lot of help on this project. Aisha Peterson did a lot of the work. She worked right along with me to get this project done. And then my collaborators, Annie Claude and Jiang Hong, and my co-advisors, and everyone from my lab and other grad students, and of course my funding from Penn State and NSF. So that's my presentation. I'm happy to take any questions that you have. Sure. The question was, is root growth related to soil type? Absolutely it is. We do think that these specific traits are conserved across species, so they shouldn't be affected by soil type. But if you think about how roots are growing, the rate that they're growing, how they're taking up water and nutrients, that certainly might differ based on soil type. Okay.